was the maker of this motion. So, yeah, so Alaska, here. Let's see, I gotta put my participants back up, see if Alaska is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. All right. So you have like 2 minutes. I think I read the motion and then you have 2 minutes to motivate it. I move to create a BIPOC working group to acknowledge the effects of racism and generational racial trauma on ACAs. Like the Spiritual Inclusion Working Group, this group would develop guidance for literature for the literature committee and the broader fellowship regarding issues that disproportionately impact BIPOC members and collaborate with the literature committee in the evaluation of completed projects and revision of other AC literature to ensure issues of racial equity and racial trauma are addressed effectively.
All right. Do I have the opportunity to field questions, or no, I just get to read a statement right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first motion, they were fielding questions, so yeah.
So yeah, I do? Yeah. All right, well, I do have something to read. All right. Okay, sorry. So background. So reasoning behind the motion, and maybe some of the resources that will be needed to accomplish it. The Big Red Book states, "We realize this is only the beginning. With this book, we hope to begin a discussion on the greater meaning of ACA recovery. We believe this discussion will lead to new levels of clarity for adult children. With this in mind, we leave the reader with a question to consider as you read this book. What does ACA mean to you?" So let's see. I'll also read this. I guess this means that the ACA recovery process should evolve with the growing diversity of its members. BIPOC ACAs have long understood that systemic racism and racial trauma is an immense part of why we struggle today. Many come to ACA meetings to come out of isolation, have their experiences be acknowledged, and to find belonging and support with other adult children who know how they feel. The lack of BIPOC contribution to the ACA literature does not create a sense of unity, and ensuring that literature reflects the experiences of all ACA members, including the experiences of racism and generational racial trauma, helps ACA to move forward with a conscious inclusionary vision. So my idea for this would be a service group or a working group, and that would be comprised of BIPOC ACA members, and that members of this group would have a seat at the table of all phases of the development of literature, the development of WSO literature. And in order to be able to have input, to be able to contribute to and to evaluate I guess that's it. So I would like to answer questions if people have any.
Yes, ZAF0008, Marion M.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm Marianne, formerly intergrouped here in South Africa. Where to start with this? This sounds very strange, but for me, I find the label BIPOC very narrow and discriminatory. And that's where my problem starts. People face discrimination of all sorts around the world, some due to color, but some due to gender.
Actually, you know what? This is a question. Excuse me. This is a question, period. It's not one for stating a thing. You have that at another time. She was asking for questions. Just ask a question,
please. I would like to ask why that particular name, because I understand discrimination on such a lot of bases. And this term BIPOC is totally North American. And by that, I mean, 80-something percent,
85%. Please ask a question. This isn't the time. You've got a minute later on. I'm going to have need to mute you or something if you keep.
Out of time, please.
Josh,
I think it's time for Alaska to respond if she wants, because.
So the focus of this group is for people of the global majority, persons of color, Black, Indigenous, people of color, and their personal experiences. I know that a lot of different people and a lot of different groups experience discrimination, but the focus of this group is on persons of color. Thanks.
And just to say, this is like, this segment's kind of a little odd because it's basically just asking questions. Like the discussion part comes later. We have the 20 minutes of discussion and we kind of, I don't know. I think maybe I should just take a few more questions because it's sort of like we're actually out of the process. This is supposed to be 2 minutes and, you know, and the real discussion part comes in 20 minute segment later, but I'm just going to take like a couple more questions. Josh?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So my question is like a structural organizational one. So I feel like I support the intent. I like the idea. My thing is, so this phrase working group, this has come up before as not being a thing within WSO. And I'm wondering how you see who this working group or organization, whatever we want to call it, right? Who they would be report to or be responsible to, like the conference, WSO. How do you see that in your mind? That's my question.
I see them being responsible to the fellowship. That this wouldn't be a committee, that they don't report to the WSO or any other committee per se. The purpose of the working group is to be able to participate in committee type activities so that there's representation, but that ultimately we'll be reporting to the fellowship, the BIPOC fellowship.
Okay. Web 796. Amber.
Thank you. My question is, would this working group or whatever terminology we decide is appropriate for this group, would they be available to provide consultation to other groups, including the board, when they have questions that disproportionately impact the global majority? Thanks.
Hopefully, So it would be like the spiritual inclusion group, which or the language group, which has produced documents that different committees are able to refer to. And so that would be something that that this group would also do, as well as show up and to be to participate in the different literature projects. Thanks.
Thank you, Alaska. And I think I need to cut this off here, and we can go into the 20 minutes of the actual, you know, the regular discussion, because this is basically what I did with the first motion. Allowed a couple of questions, and then and then, like, during that discussion, if people want to ask a question, because that's what we did with the first one. So I think actually we probably should just lower all hands and start over with the discussion, because these hands were raised in relationship to questions. So, I mean, I kind of think that's, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to go into the 20 minutes of discussion with the on 60 seconds, the regular 90 seconds for second language or different differently abled, and first person is WEB0858. Is it Reg?
Yes.
In Brunswick?
Yes. Abujo Beshwe. Thank you, dear friends, fellow travelers. My name is Reg and I'm an adult child, and I'm on the unceded territory of the Lenu, the Mi'kmaq, here in southeastern New Brunswick. Being of indigenous origin, this has changed. ACA has changed me. And that never would have happened. I know there's sacred teachings that were given, seven sacred teachings. And without ACA, we're told that we have to live this way, but ACA has shown me how to live this way. Show me how to find myself in a true sense. And I'm ever grateful to everyone worldwide for that, because without ACA, I wouldn't been able to do that. And there's so many of us out there that need that touch.
Time.
That we need to touch in our own way. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Reg. Michelle, Web0111.
Hi, thank you. Two things. One, I'm concerned that possibly the BIPOC group, marginalized group, is not feeling included in the literature community, literature programs right now. And I was wondering if that is the case. And two, would other marginalized groups be included in this committee, is what I am reading it as, is that it would be a committee that would not report to the board, but would report to the fellowship. So my questions are, would other marginalized groups be included? And are you not feeling welcomed now on the committee for literature? Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Did you want to say something back then? Okay. Web 0506, Ren, would you like to speak?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to withdraw. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ren. IA 033, Ralph, would you like to speak?
So I'm in favor of the spirit of this proposal to bring forward the lived experience of BIPOC and other marginalized groups. My concern is one of structure. So we already have a literature evaluation committee and a process. that we're growing into. And we have BIPOC representation on the Literature and Evaluation Committee in the person of the proposer of this motion. We could certainly use additional people, but I see this fitting better would be like the Spiritual Inclusion Working Group, which is part of the literature structure of WSO. But the role proposed here to review literature by this working group almost suggests that it needs to be a standing committee, whoever it reports to. So I'm concerned about that aspect.
Thank you, Ralph. FL0173,
Roe. Yeah, thank you. I guess two comments. One of them is the principle is, I think, makes sense, but you're excluding a lot of other marginalized groups based on the description that I heard. And that's, you know, there's a lot in different countries. There's going to be different marginalized groups, and trying to make this more inclusive of every marginalized group, I think, would be important, not just the one that you identified. And then also the structure is a little confusing in terms of how this would happen. So thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Web 0384, Patty C.
Hey, all. Okay, so since 2020, there's been a steadily increasing number of new BIPOC or people of the global majority who are ACAs, who currently and will continue to need ACA literature that appropriately serves their needs instead of ACA literature such as the current draft of Getting Started, which is in development, which is authored by ACAs who are of exclusively European ancestry. The complete lack of ACA literature that addresses intergenerational racial trauma is a problem that negatively impacts BIPOC or people of the global majority who are ACAs. And the establishment of the BIPOC working group that specifically addresses racial trauma, intergenerational racial trauma, would provide a spiritual solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Web 0256, Darren, would you like to speak?
Hi, yes, I'm Darren, adult child. I'm grateful to speak. Thanks, everyone in service. I definitely agree with the proposal as is written and support it. And my only experience is that ACA not only has helped me to want to achieve emotional sobriety, but being part of the BIPOC meetings, which I wasn't a fan of, the terminology, the description, the word, the title, but I definitely agree with the working and I'm for it. And I did not have a space to uncover the institutionalized and the internalized racism that I was born into in a country that I don't see a lot of people that look like me, and I'm not greeted and welcomed into everyday spaces with that way. From my family, I was taught how to approach going into school. I wasn't just taken into school. I was told I had to try harder. Thank you for allowing me to speak. But anyway, I agree with the proposal.
Thank you, Darren. CAF0008, Marion.
Hi there. I'm sorry, I didn't know where or how to express my concern. The thing for me is, this is a very North American name. Racial discrimination occurs outside of North America, and it doesn't necessarily qualify for those three labels. First of all, more than 80% of the world's population are people of color. But discrimination and generational discrimination happens for many, 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 many reasons. And it traumatizes us all. because I happen to belong to a European descent does not mean that I did not experience discrimination and generational discrimination. Anyone who's Jewish knows that. So for me, this feels like too narrow a focus. I do believe that we need to address diversity without any argument.
Okay.
But it needs to be different countries, cultures, circumstances, and discrimination of all kinds, because they're all traumatic. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. And at Mudnas, we can't, co-chairs can't speak on anything. We can't act as in, we can't participate in that manner. Web 0594. I'm sorry, I'm going to probably mispronounce this. Mayuri?
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I'm Mayuri, adult child. I don't know why this is a motion. I'm confused about that because, why does it need delegate approval for a group to be formed? And ACA anyway supports open literature policy. Literature can be developed independently or in tandem with the literature committee. So I'm just confused about the need for this motion. In addition, the WSO continues to produce literature without BIPOC contributions and perspectives. I would like to know the basis of this claim. If the literature committee could maybe comment on it, literature is being produced without BIPOC contributions and perspectives, because I keep hearing invitations for additional literature from everyone. Thank you.
I would like to speak a point of safety out of order, if I may.
A point of safety?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just want to quickly summarize that I think that BIPOC acronym is, it could be, even the acronym itself could be divisive, because and I would like to speak to all Europeans or other nations not included here, because I'm triggered as a person, and I wanted to bring that to the attention, because
I think it really should have gone through the safety people, but. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let me see. Region 2, Kathy, would you like to speak?
Yes, hi, thank you everyone for hearing me. I am in favor of this motion as it is written. As I understand, there are different types of discrimination in the country, in the world. I'm very familiar with the history of the United States and other countries. And that what bothers me the most is that when I see people of color in meetings being shot down because it's they call it a political outside issue. And voices of people of color have been like stifled for centuries. So please read up on the education of what's happened with people of color. They do deserve to have their own committee, and they do deserve to finally have a voice. It's not political. It's a crime against humanity. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Kathy. PA 105, Aaron, would you like to speak?
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh.
And your dog.
So I do support this. I do support this very much so. I do have the same concern that was previously mentioned with lit eval, and this being broader, global. I would like to see that in terms of collaboration with the lit eval process. We also have the language committee that could be helpful here. I would like to see there be liaisons from this committee to lit eval, to the language subcommittee in that regard, because we need more BIPOC members in literature that has been, as you know, at Alaska, we've all been trying to reach for that. So I'd like to see it more in terms of liaisons for the collaboration. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin. Web 1061, Ruby.
Good morning, everyone. Ruby here. I just wanted to say that I am very grateful for this motion. I support it wholeheartedly. I believe that its time has come and it is past due. I don't know how to make people who feel threatened by this motion feel better, so I won't try. But I can tell you that a similar motion that I put forth in another program requesting a space for an even more controversial issue, Blackness. And it was traumatic for a lot of members, but we talked it out and it was passed. And the repercussions were, there were a lot of fears that the motion would destroy the program. But what actually happened is that the motion increased participation. And for the first time, the World Service went from between 70 to 90 people to over 200. So that's what I wanted to say, is that it had a positive impact instead of a negative one. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ruby.
4 minutes left.
4 minutes left. Okay, let me see. Well, there's a whole bunch of people. Okay.
Marcus,
yes,
we're way ahead of time. We could probably extend this by another 10 or 15 minutes.
Maybe we'll cut the list off here.
Yeah.
At Labor A in New Jersey, and then we'll handle everybody from there. And I guess at time we'll make a determination at time. People will be able to vote on that. So TEL 0402, Christine.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Happy to be here with all of you. First of all, I'm going to say, and I hope nobody takes this offensively, I would not be in favor of this floor motion. And I'm a little concerned that sometimes in an attempt to be inclusive, or to draw attention to groups that have been marginalized, that we end up making things worse. We just heard earlier from the board member about what happened when this law center said that they wished to sue our organization over discrimination. And I thought we had been very inclusive. And the second thing is the spiritual inclusion group. There's quite a controversy going on there because in attempts to define spirituality, the group that believes in God as a higher power is getting terribly alienated by this work. So I see some of this as being very divisive to our fellowship.
Time.
Thank you very much. I'll pass.
Thank you, Christine. C1020, Dawn. You'd like to speak?
Hi, I'm Dawn. I am a European born and live in North America. And I really am grateful to the BIPOC community for all the education that they've given me through these ABCs. I've, you know, had to look up what BIPOC means. I see it as a kind of fluid acronym that can probably change. I really support them having, or, you know, people having their own psychologically safe space. And I love that this motion is a different kind of working group. And maybe because, you know, I've learned that not all cultures are like mine and not all structures have to be like mine. Some other cultures included in BIPOC might have some other structure that we, you know, that I can learn from. And I see this more as a consulting group, and I'm very much in favor of it. Thanks.
Thank you, Dawn. IG 761, Lorna, would you like to speak?
Yes, thank you. Thank you all for your service and your sharings. I do agree with this floor motion. I have been in the literature evaluation for getting started, and we have raised this concern there. I'm Hispanic, I'm Latin, so I'm including the BIPOC. I do not like to be put aside because I don't feel myself less than anyone. So by principle, I don't even recognize easily when I'm getting discriminated, but I have been directly and indirectly through my service, even here at WSO. So it's a real thing, it's a real need. And I think other than any other kind of reason, I think it would be very an experience of strength and learning and worldwide opening our eyes and sharing of each other's strength that will help in our recovery as ACAs worldwide, because this will be more informative than other anything else. And also, thank you. Inclusion and diversity will be for me a better term, and not just for literature, for all matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorna. TEL 0395, Trey, would you like to speak?
Yes, thank you, Marcus, and thank you to everyone who is serving. I would like to speak in support of this motion, and I also would like to clarify something that I am reading here. It states, I move to create a BIPOC working group to acknowledge the effects of racism and generational racial trauma on ACAs. I am not reading within this motion the request to name that group BIPOC. I am reading that BIPOC is only being used as a reference point, not as a title or the name of the working group. Just making sure I am reading this correctly. Again, I am in favor of this motion, and that's really all I wanted to say, just making sure I'm reading this correctly. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey. Web 0506, Ren, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Marcus, and all the co-hosts that are managing. My point would be that relative to everything that's been said, that I endorse for the positive pass of this motion, that in if it makes it to successive rounds, that there be a possibility to the motion maker and makers that there be an option of a friendly amendment regarding the language of the impact of being marginalized as a class minority, whether it's a US related federal or global identified minority, which is very complicated. Thank you.
Thank you, Ren. DC 008, Josh.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. A couple thoughts, I'm gonna try to fit them all in. One, I'm gonna I really like what I heard another delegate say, which is like, do we really need this to be passed here for this to, in some sense, move forward? I would say, like, let's be careful of not asking permission where we don't need to. I think, you know, if like this doesn't pass here, I'm not sure why you couldn't create an intergroup or something. I don't know. There may be other ways, you know. Now this passing here may give it some sort of official recognition, which may be beneficial. Moving on. Love it. Let me know how I can support and be an ally if you want that. Also, I'm going to, this is probably the 15th time I've said this, you know, today or yesterday. I'd love if this were a committee of the conference reporting and responsible directly to the conference, if you want any kind of association like that. And that's it.
Time.
Thank you, Josh. IG 721, Shangri-La. Is that right? Pronunciation.
Yes, thank you. So I'm Shangri-La from India. I'm not in favor of this motion right now. I'd rather see changes come from within. Making a group like this, first of all, it doesn't require permission from anybody. Members are free to form groups as per their alliances. But I also see that this causes isolation where, you know, groups start to isolate from others because of differences. And to see real change and integrated, I think we need to see change coming from inside out, meaning let's see more BIPOC identifying people, join committees that are already existing and help to formulate new literature, which is more suitable for everybody and more inclusive for other people who experience trauma through discrimination. This only creates more division, in my opinion, and excludes people like me. I'm a second generation product of the partition of India.
Thank you.
And I also, war refugees, our displaced populations are not really represented here. Thank you.
Oh, 5 minutes left.
5 minutes left in the segment. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Web 0150, Alaska.
Thank you. So I just wanted to clear up a couple of things. Why a floor motion? So this isn't a group like a meeting or a discussion group. I heard somebody say something like a consultant. And the reason why I'm bringing it to a floor motion to the delegates for conference approval is because currently the way that literature has been developed up until now, it wasn't something that people said, come in and help develop this literature necessarily. And as it's been mentioned, there is a new piece of literature that is going through the process right now, and it really doesn't include anything about the experience of racial trauma. And this piece of literature is going to be for the next 10 years. It's going to introduce ACA to people coming into ACA now, and to still not have a recognition of racial trauma is not right. So thank you.
Thank you, Alaska. WA0184, Bob, would you like to speak?
Yeah, I agree with this motion for Alaska when she was saying it was going to be made up of BIPOC people. So if I wanted to be part of the group, would I be allowed to be part of the group? That's the only concern, if it discriminated against, you know, now you're white, you can't be part of the group. That was my thought. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob. CA 218, Lindsay H.
Hi, thank you so much, everyone, for providing service and your voice on this. I strongly support this motion. I think, like, as I'm listening, I'm getting a feeling of things like, you know, with the notion of Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, you know, as a counterpoint to this, and also an acknowledgement that discussing racism and intergenerational racism is uncomfortable, just like talking about any addictive process or, you know, very clearly binary process. So what else did I want to say? Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it, that you're producing it and that there's a need for it. And I just want to say in closing that I believe our culture is an addictive culture.
Time.
And this is one of the representations of that. So thank you so very much. And thank you for starting BIPOC.
Thank you, Lindsay. Web 0445. William.
Yes, I just want to say that I really support this motion. Being a gay man, part of the LGBTQ++ community, I've experienced a lot of discrimination. So I really support the BIPOC community, and I hope we can collaborate on this. Thank you.
Thank you, William.
We're out of time, so one last share, please.
That's out of time with the normal segment, right?
You said labor can go ahead.
Yeah, where are we at in the total time? Because I think we probably, where are we at here? What time
is We've got about 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, I think we should process. Yeah, we can just get the rest, everybody else that was on here. Mary Jo?
Yeah, I was just going to say that if the option to choose amending, giving alternative motions is the choice, then we might need more time for that. So,
well, we've only got two more people, so it's like two more minutes. And
okay.
We should be able to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. TEL 0341, Leba?
Yeah, I know I only have a minute and hopefully I can get everything through. This is my first meeting. This is my first ABC. And I have to tell you, as a person, as a Black woman, it's very uncomfortable being in this space. And this motion, for me, is the first ray of hope that my voice will be heard and people who have voices similar to mine, experiences similar to mine, will have a seat at the table. And I want to end there.
Thank you, Libna. Web 0152, Karen O.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen, and I come from Treaty 9 territory in Northern Ontario, Canada. And I just want to say I really support this motion. Living where I do, there has been 7 generations of trauma on our Indigenous population because of colonialism. And I think that this is a really important step going to, like, together to understand each other, because we need to understand where everyone's coming from. And I think that's part of our recovery, but also being able to understand others and empathize with them and also learning. So I really strongly support this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. And this is the last one, CAN 311, Teresa?
Hi, thanks for hearing me. I feel what everybody's, well, I'm sure I don't feel what everybody's saying, but I feel the trauma of this. The difficulty, not the difficulty, what my question is. I know that Erin has asked for people to give their experiences, that they want to include them. So, and I also hear that the literature community wants to include this. So what I'm not understanding is why the people that want this change are not helping WSO in those two things, because it seems to me that they're doing the same thing already. The only way I can see this being of value is if it's a subcommittee that then hands it over to the WSO committee that's already working on this. All right, thank you for listening to me.
Okay, thank you. And we're past our time, and that was the last one. So we will now go to our voting on this.
I've got it ready, Marcus.
Okay.
And I'm going to launch it now. Okay.
All right, great. So everybody go to the election, buddy.
And it's launched.
Thank you.
One minute left, please. Time, please.
Okay, closing the vote. And gonna share the results. Okay, I'll make it a little bit bigger. Okay, we clearly passed quorum. We are at 42 votes and 56%. So that's not quite the 60. So Marcus, correct me, I'm going to drop out. I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting.
Yes.
And the other ones are below 20% too, but I leave two. Is that right, Mary Jo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to leave the first. I am in favor of this motion, and then minor changes, and not in favor at all. Okay, I'll have this running in 2 minutes. Okay, and I'm ready. I'm starting the vote again. Everyone can vote again now.
Okay, thank you, Brad.
I'm showing that no one else has this open voting anymore.
Yeah. Sounds like we could close it.
Okay, go ahead and closing it. Oh, well, one person just opened it.
Okay.
When I said that, okay. So Brian, tell us when it's time.
I think it's at time I turn my timer off.
Okay, and that last person finished anyway. So closing now. And doing the results. Okay, sharing the results. Okay, this clearly, it did clear quorum. It is at 45 votes, which is 60.81%. So that is moving on to worldwide online voting.
Okay. All right. And that's, yeah, most And then, so then the minority opinion on that will take place at the quarterly meeting. And George?